Hi, welcome to Drunk Tarot Podcast. This is August 17th. I know I was supposed to get this reading out earlier this week on Tuesday, but it's been a hell of a week, you guys. So please listen to all zodiac signs. I'm just pulling cards. I changed my mind. It's, you know, I'm just going to pull your cards. So just listen in. I'm going to do every single sign in order, starting with Aries, ending with Pisces. So just enjoy. I'll talk shit in between and I'll give you guys a little bit of a catch up. That's it for the intro. Listen now. I like the intro music. It reminds me of Huell Hauser and PBS and NPR and just when he used to just go to like a peach farm. That's amazing. Remember him? Oh man, that's amazing. Now, did you grow this peach? Well, look at that peach, you guys. That's amazing. It was a really good show. And I don't know if he was mostly West Coast or either way. He was a cool guy. He was kind of like the Bob Ross, you know, the painter. But of traveling, like roadside, sort of just being amazed by everything. That song reminds me of that, the intro. And I also enjoy, reminds me of when I was a kid, I used to go to a creek. This sounds very country of me, but when I say creek, I was like, it was like a creek that just happened to be behind a bar, you know, in this town that my father lived in. And we used to go looking for crawdads. The fuck is a crawdad? So we used to go looking for crawdaddies. We'd roll up our pants on our, you know, our pant legs, and we'd just go wading in this, like, what? Who knows? Maybe it wasn't a creek. Maybe I was in a sewer. Maybe I'm a Ninja Turtle. Have you ever thought of that? That's a possibility. So in this episode, hello, you guys. How are you? Welcome. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends to listen to this piece of shit podcast. It was a crazy week, I think. It was a split just because some people were very focused. I feel like earth signs were extremely focused this week. And some people were kind of all over the grid. Water signs, I feel like they weren't getting much done. I know for damn sure I have been distracted recently. And I don't like that feeling. And that's, you got to watch out for that, ladies. Watch out for that D. Or men, you know. Watch out for that, you know, I don't know, D. I can't imagine straight guys listening to this right now. But hey, who am I? You know, don't be that way, Drunk Tarot. You don't know who listens. Live your life. So I've been distracted recently and I'm trying to regain focus because I don't like that feeling. And for sure, you know, the mistake that many women make, but especially specifically myself, specifically me, is you get really driven and focused when you're single. I'm at my best when I'm single, by the way. I'm at my strongest when I'm single. I am 100% unstoppable when I don't have, you know, some dead weight holding me down. And that's not nice because you don't want to call a significant other dead weight, but let's be real. One of the things that we do when we get into relationships is we split ourselves in half to give half of ourselves to somebody. And that's not how it works. Ideally, we're supposed to be whole on our own and remain whole and say, I can share a little bit with you. I can share a little bit of my life with you. I can share a little bit of my emotional capacity with you. I can share some of this with you. I cannot split myself in half for you. And so that's something that you learn as you grow and you evolve throughout your relationships. Hey, by the way, before I forget, I want to say hi to Are You Fancy? Because you show so much support on the Instagram. So thank you so much. I know there's another one. I know you have a friend. I know you're a Sagittarius. I think you're both Sagittarius. No, one's a Gemini. No, I don't know. But thank you so much. I just want to say hi and I'll remember the other handle next time. So part of just some of the not control, the management, that's what it is. You know what, start calling love the business of love. That's what someone coined this fucking shit for me. The business of love. You have to treat it like that because it's very easy to get so caught up in your emotions and not and just sort of forget about your goals. And, you know, my sister-in-law reminded me of that this week because I started slipping, truly. And I don't want to, and I'm not going to, but you have to catch yourself because you have to manage yourself. You have to manage the business of love. And, yeah, that's it. That's all I want to say about that. So just, you know, if you're starting to date someone and you're in the early stages and you're swooning and it's all whirlwind and it's so romantic and you're all giddy, I feel like that's dangerous. I feel like if you start something with someone and it's like, we're buddies, we're seeing where it goes, we're dipping our toes in the water, we're not sure, that's better. That's better. And that's probably why I'm always on the verge of self-sabotage because I'm like, this is actually a cool setup. It's a cool situation. There's no drama. There's no conflict. There's no anxiety. So something must be wrong. No. There's an episode of Sex and the City where Carrie, and I don't know, some of you young ones are like, who? What? What is this? Is it on Netflix? Where Carrie was like, dating someone and there was no drama. And she said, maybe that's just what we thrive on. Like we equate romance with drama and that's just not the case. So anyhow, also last night I hung out with the Pisces guy, because why not? But to be honest with you, it was not a romantic, situation at all. We're just friends. And in fact, I spoke about the Gemini guy ad nauseum throughout the evening with this Pisces guy. So he kind of knows the score. And that's the situation with my love life. So if you're a Pisces or a Gemini and you're out there dating, have a good time, I think. Because I do think that signs sort of parallel. I do think that some Geminis are going through some sort of personal issue right now in a relationship. So there's that. We had the full moon recently on Thursday, and I think that was supposed to be the culmination of closure, of endings, or something changing, or you finally giving up something. So for me, for example, my Thursday full moon had a lot to do with me releasing and letting go and saying goodbye to self-sabotaging tactics. So that's kind of like how I started off, you know, the full moon energy. And that's different for everyone. So please let me know how you use the full moon energy. But that's what I did. I said goodbye. No more self-sabotaging. No more wondering this, wondering that. It's whatever. It is what it is. And most importantly, remaining whole for myself. So it's very boring, this podcast, you know, because I think that the energies, it's a cleansing energy, right? So I think most of us are sort of not hopped up, even though it's Leo sun season. So obviously we want to be like, oh, I'm fucking jet skiing. Woo! I'm out here. It's summertime. But at the same time, you're just like, I think I'd like to journal as well. And can you pass me that crystal? So in this episode, that's pretty much it. I know that I initially said I was going to do what each zodiac sign does when they're falling in love and what each zodiac sign does when they're breaking up. I feel as if it needs to be a separate podcast episode for every single element. And I think that's what I'm going to do. Like if I was to break down the content strategy here, it would be next podcast episode is I'm going to talk only about earth signs and how they are in breakups and in love and all that. And then, you know, we'll move ahead from there with these episodes. So in this episode, to keep it moving, and I know that everyone's busy and you're like, God, get to the fucking readings already. Here we go. You impatient, rude, just kidding. So anyhow, thank you so much for sticking with me for that intro. Let's go into it now. I know my energy is low. I've had coffee, but I'm kind of hungry. I have to go work out. I'm going to the zoo with a bunch of kids. So that's going to happen. I smoked a little bit of weed last week. Maybe that's it. I don't smoke a lot. I don't. But the Gemini guy is apparently the Bobby Brown to my Whitney Houston, and he's going to damage every core of my being because he's a fucking Gemini and that's what they do. Just kidding. So he's like, you got to smoke this blunt with me. Can you imagine? Like, it's just, what am I doing? It's a good time. It's a good time. No, I smoke a little bit. So definitely not a lot. To be honest with you, not a lot at all. So I can only have a little bit and I'm almost like, I need it for my migraines. And then it takes me like a month to finish one joint. And to be honest with you guys, I don't like being stoned because I get paranoid. And then I'm like, oh, you know what? Here's, you know, the safest thing for me is just to go to sleep right here in the corner of this kitchen. Like, I just don't know what to do. So, but, I smoked a little bit, with him on Sunday, which kind of feels like, for me, sometimes I feel like, oh God, like that's kind of grimy. Like, what are we in college? But it was a really classy situation. he's like American Psycho. So, you know, he had his like little $10,000 watch on and we were just smoking in the backyard. It was very classy. And so it was okay. How did I get on like weed? Oh, I feel like it's still in my system is what I'm trying to say. It's a week later. And I feel like that's probably it. It's still in my system. I don't know. Okay, let's begin. So I'm going to go right down the zodiac. We're going to start with Aries and we're just going to work our way down. So just buckle up if you're driving. Listen, turn it up. You can cross listen. I'm just going to keep the flow going. So it's going to be very quickly. You're not going to have to sit around and listen to every single sign in big detail or anything. So just allow me to shuffle really quickly for a general collective. What's going on with all the signs for the week of August, let's say August 18th. Okay. So this coming week, when you're listening to this now, it's August 18th. However, if you're like, I just turn this on and this reading doesn't apply. Yes, it does. If it resonates with you at any time, it applies. Okay. Time is an illusion, just like my dignity. I don't want to hurt your ears with the shuffling, but I want to really drive home the fact that I'm shuffling. Let's just pull some cards for Aries, and I'm just going to keep it moving, keep it funky. I'm not going to spend a lot of time. So just listen, you guys. Just, you know what? This is where you practice patience and you just go, you know what? Drunk Tara should be a singer. Your voice is so soothing on my fucking JBL speaker, on my iPhone speaker. All right, Aries, you've got the Page of Pentacles. I think you're meeting with someone this week. I think there's going to be some sort of real life communication, paper, letter, but mostly it's going to be a handshake, a gesture, something in person is happening. There could be some sort of message that comes through that is like, oh, well, that's an idea. Oh, that's good. It has something to do with property, finances, real estate, money. It has something to do with material goods. It's very small, but it is a gesture that opens up a new pathway for you. This kind of communication is something that you've been looking forward to. This is something that could lead to bigger things. That's what I want to say with that. But if it comes to love, I do think that a lot of you Aries might be dealing with a Capricorn, but definitely an earth sign. I think that this person is your age or younger. They're kind of immature or the relationship is brand new. So it's starting off right now, but it has legs. There's something to it, Aries. And I want you to pursue it, enjoy it. Also, you could be just discovering something new about someone who could be an earth sign, but mostly discovering something new. So if you're looking for a job or you're in a position right now and maybe you're just like, oh, that's a new way of doing this. And maybe you got put on a new project. So it's something that's new, something that has legs, can grow. There is movement forward, but mostly it's about the tactical messaging. So someone is in your face actually having a conversation with you about a possible something, which is almost like, what the fuck, Drunk Tara? Like, that's so general. So something's going to happen this week. Great. You're really nailing it on the head. You're gifted, Drunk Tara. Shut up. I'm just telling you, you got the Page of Pentacles. You don't have to fight me every single time, Aries. God, you're so stubborn. Okay. Who's next? Hold on. Let me get over here. Taurus. One time I went to a psychic and I had a crush on a Taurus guy at the time. And she said, oh my God, waiting for a Taurus to fall in love is like watching paint dry. Ow, ouch, ouch. I don't know if that's necessarily the case. So if you're a Taurus and you're just like, that's not me. I fall in love like beautifully. Okay, then fall in love beautifully. But here's what's going on with Taurus for the week of August 18th. What's going on with Taurus? Taurus for the week of August 18th. What's going on for you guys? Let's keep it moving. Taurus, what's going on with Taurus for the week of August 18th? Taurus, you don't like change at all.
You're a fixed sign. You do not like it. I dropped a card. The card I dropped was Six of Pentacles. We're just going to use it. Obviously, this balance coming back into your life this week. I feel like if your finances were kind of rocky or there was like borrowing from Peter to pay Paul kind of energy, it's going to even itself out. However, just be sure that you know which side of the playing field you're on. I feel like there's a beggar and there's a giver. And you need to decide, are you the one who's giving too much? Or are you the one who's asking for too much? Is there an imbalance there, maybe in a relationship where you feel like your role is a person who gives and the other person's role is a person who takes? And that's all well and good, but make sure it's reciprocal and it's balanced. I feel like you're going to get that this week. I also think that there's an element of maybe, I want to say snob. There's a feeling of being somebody, not you, but somebody is feeling like they're better than a situation or they're better than a scenario or a relationship. And there's a level of condescension and snobbery that I'm picking up right now. So I don't know what that means. So be careful with that. My stomach is growling. I want to eat right now. Taurus, you eat too much. You also eat way too much, Taurus. So there's that. When it comes to love, I think that if there was any kind of conflict recently in a romantic relationship, it worked itself out this week. I feel, I don't know why I wanted to say stagnation. It's not stagnant. I think that you guys put something to bed or you leave it alone and it becomes balanced. The scales sort of balance quite naturally on its own. All right, Gemini. For August 18th, what's coming through for Gemini August 18th? Gemini, August 18th. What are you dealing with beginning August 18th for the week? You've got the Three of Wands. So there's progress. Okay, so something that you've been waiting on. Something you have been waiting for, waiting on, if there was a holdup, if there was actual stagnation, something is finally progressing. It's moving forward, whatever that is. So if you're dealing with a work scenario or just a general life scenario, and it's like, oh, I have to wait for this, or oh, it's taking too long to wait for that, or this isn't coming through, the Three of Wands is saying there's activation again and progress. And it could mean short distance travel. It could mean that you're waiting for someone or something from afar. It could be something like that. Yeah, there's something at a distance. So, okay, let me back it up a tick. For you guys who are waiting for someone or you're at a distance from someone, it's okay. Just be patient. You've got the Three of Wands. It's still moving forward. It's still progressing ahead. It's just going to take a second just because of actual geographical distance or a need to have to travel to someone or something. So there's that energy. I think that if you're waiting on a work scenario or you're waiting on news from a doctor or anything like that, what you were waiting on this week, you're going to get the news that you want. You're going to get the green light. You're going to get the progress forward. And so that's something you can look forward to, Gemini. Okay. Let's move on to Cancers. Cancers for the week of August 18th. Cancers for the week of August 18th. This is what's coming through for you guys. Cancers for the week of August 18th. You've got justice in reverse. So if you were waiting on something, you're going to get bad news this week. Here, let me just put it out there. I don't want to sugarcoat it. I don't want to bullshit you, Cancers. I want to keep it real. And reality is this week, there's disappointment. There's disappointment in maybe a legal case if you're dealing with something with like, you know, bureaucratic sort of red tape, work drama, office politics, things of that nature. You're just going to get a disappointing outcome. It's just not going to work out in your favor. It's not, I'm going to clarify this for you guys and you guys only because obviously no one wants to get the justice card in reverse. And remember, it's only a week and it's only a card. So let's not make it seem like, Cancer, this week your world's going to end. No, this week you're going to be like, oh, bummer. You know what I mean? Like it's very minor, but let's see what this is about though. Cancer, so if you're dealing with a fire sign, Leo, Sagittarius, Aries, maybe it's something that happens to them, actually. If it's a significant other, it's something that actually happens to them in their world. They're disappointed, or, and so you have to deal with the fallout of that, or it's just you being disappointed in a scenario with a fire sign. So it could be like, oh, we didn't get that house, or we didn't get approved for XYZ, or we, you know, I don't know why I'm saying like we're not pregnant. We thought we were pregnant. We're not pregnant. So kind of issues like that. Also, it could just mean that I want to say like there's some like esoteric energy here. I feel like some of you Cancers could just be disappointed in the outcome of a romantic relationship with a fire sign. And I feel like it's spooky. Someone is acting spooky with you this week. I don't know what that is. So someone's acting spooky with you this week. It's a disappointment for you, Cancer, because you're like, hey, I don't deal with that spooky shit. So someone's dealing spooky with you this week. I feel like there might be a female energy around Cancers this week who is acting spooky and not cool. This person is not a good person. It's a Queen of Wands in reverse is not someone. It's just like, you don't want to fuck with that person. They're probably pretty whack in all the way around, and they give you spooky vibes. You're not into them. And so there's disappointment this week because I think you do have to interact with them even though you don't want to. So that's it for Cancer. Let's move on to Leo. Leo for the week of August 18th. What's going on with Leo? Leo, what's the Leo energy for August 18th? For the week of August 18th? Is it 18 or 18th? I feel like it's 18th. Leo energy for August 18th week. You got the Page of Cups in reverse. So I think that somebody is too shy to approach you this week. Somebody is really has a crush on you or you have a crush on somebody. There's some sort of lovey-dovey vibes happening this week. Although the Page of Cups in reverse, they're too afraid or too immature. Someone is not ready to step up and make a love announcement or maybe send you a love text, or they want to. Like you'll see the dot, dot, dot on your cell phone. Like they're about to send you something and then you see it go erase. And it's just, you know, they're not capable of sharing right now. So someone is not ready, but there is a little bit of love vibe happening this week. I'm going to do a clarifier real quick because I do love the cups when they show up. Page of Cups in reverse. Someone is younger than you. Someone is a water sign. Someone does like you. They're too afraid to approach you, or they're insecure and they're not ready to actually deliver a love note to you. So just be aware of that. Be gentle with the people around you that you might be associating with, Leo, because someone is shy. They're insecure about their finances with you. So somebody likes you, Leo. Somebody wants to reach out to you. They're too shy. They're insecure about their finances. Alternatively, you might not be too impressed with them. Maybe this person is divorced. And so this person is like, I don't know if I'm ready. And you're just like, well, that's fine too, because I don't like divorced people, or whatever the case is. Maybe they're dealing with something and they can't approach you just yet, even though they want to. Virgo, what is going on with Virgos? Virgos are really busy right now, really busy working. Virgos, what's going on with you guys for the week of August 18? Virgo, you're dealing with a Capricorn, or you're dealing with some issues that have you tied up. I feel like there's some of you guys are dealing with someone who has, you yourself might have workaholic issues. There's a holic issues. You've got the double card. So whatever that is, there is some sort of addiction happening. So some of you guys are either addicted to success, addicted to working too hard, addicted to something. Some of you guys are dealing with a Capricorn. I do think that there is something you're trying to break out of that you can't. But the thing is, you're not going to break out of it anytime soon. This is a week where you actually recognize that there is like, whoa, I need to take a break, or whoa, that was intense, or whoa, that's maybe too much or not good for me. So there's that energy there. I'm wondering if also there's, You might be in a toxic relationship. I'm just putting that out there. Whatever that toxic relationship is for you, whether it's with a family member, whether it's a coworker, whether it's your actual partner, something about this card this week is reminding you to take a step back and ask yourself, what am I allowing to rule me right now? Why am I not in control? I feel like I'm not in control of something and someone has a major hold on me. What is that? What is that? So ask yourself that question this week, Virgo. Okay, let's keep it moving. Libra. Libra, August 18th. Libra, August 18th. What's going on with Libra? Libra, August 18th. What's going on with Libra for August 18th? The week of August 18th, Libra, what's going on with you guys? Okay, so you've got the, what is this? 1, 2, 3. Is that the 8 or 9? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 of Swords in reverse. So you're up in your head this week. I think you're losing sleep. Some of you guys aren't sleeping well this week. Let's just start there, the physical level. Some of you guys aren't sleeping as well as you could be, as you should be. You're having a difficult time getting out of your head. I think that every single time you get to a point where you feel like things are moving forward, something niggles at your head, and it starts playing in your brain and you allow it a little bit. There could be just also an annoyance in your sleep. Maybe there's like a gnat or something. There's something in your sleep that is annoying you. You're trying to get out of it. You're trying to move forward. I think you are. It's just a week, you guys. But definitely it's a lot of mental energy. I think you might be mentally exhausted, but mostly you're just not allowing yourself to get the kind of sleep that you should be this week. So I think you need to focus on that this week. Scorpio. Scorpio, you're wasting your time. There's something going on this week where you just sort of know that you're trying to invest in something or someone and it's not working out. You're wasting your time. It's time to pull up stakes. Time to pull up stakes, you guys. This is the week where you're like, look, this isn't going anywhere. We got to end it, or we got to move forward. And that's kind of who you are, Scorpio. Your card is represented by the Death card. So you're all about transformation, moving on, ends and beginnings. It's time for you to maybe recognize that a lot of what you have been doing has been wasting precious time. So don't do that anymore. It's time to pull up stakes. 7 of Pentacles in reverse. It's just not working out for you. So it's time to end something. And that's what you do best because you are the Death card. So just continue doing that. Next up, we have Sagittarius. Sagittarius for the week of August 18th. What's going on with Sagittarius for the week of August 18th? Sagittarius, you get the King of Swords. So you are at your height of a mental acuity. You could be dealing with something in a legal situation, but definitely something where you are in a position to have to speak accurately, clearly, precisely. You need to cut like a sword. You need to deliver truth bombs. It's time for you to just stand up tall. And I know it's difficult because Sagittarians don't typically have a self-editing button, but this week you're going to be asked to, you know, get up and say, this is my truth. As crystal clear as possible. You're going to have to do that this week. We'll see how it works out for you. King of Swords, definitely you get answers. You've been looking for answers. You're getting these answers and you're also delivering answers to questions. It's a very ice cold. It's not as cold as a Queen of Swords, but it's an ice cold truth that's coming through with a lot of you guys. Yeah. Okay, let's go to Aquarius and finally Pisces. I'm running out of time. Let me just move this over. I'm not going to lie to you guys. This thing is driving me crazy. It just erased Aquarius and Pisces. So I remember it. So I'm just going to tell you what it is. So Aquarius, what I pulled for you was the Lover's card. The Lover's card actually flew out of the deck. It was really fun. It flew across the room. And it, you know, turned into a, you know, a Toy Story character, and it climbed up the shelf and it sat there on the shelf and it looked at me and said, "Hey, I'm the Twins card. I'm the Gemini card." No, that didn't happen, but it did fly out of the deck. And so my message to you guys was that this week was going to actually be a very lovey-dovey week. Aquarius, you're very lucky this week. You are with your twin flame. You are in a relationship where you just met someone where you might have sex this week. You might just have this connection with someone this week. It's all very, very positive for you guys. You could just find yourself in a certain, maybe even a work relationship or a friendship or a romantic relationship where you're like, this is a legit good partnership, what I have with this person. We've got a good thing. We're vibing each other. So there's really not much more to say. It's only a week. You got the twin flame card. You've got the lovers card. It's about duos. It's about partnership. A lot of people are experiencing that right now. So if you're in a committed relationship, you guys are doing something together as a team this week. Or if you just met someone, you're like, hey, we're into this together. So it's a really good energy. It's a positive energy. So run with it, Aquarius. It's really good. You and a partner are in sync this week. And Justin Timberlake is an Aquarius, and he was in a band called NSYNC. So the signs align for Aquarius. Okay, next up, I got Pisces. So Pisces, for you guys, you have the King of Cups in reverse. So I'm going to keep it simple. If you're not in a relationship, stay out of one for now because you're doing a lot of emotional stock. You're taking a lot of emotional stock right now, and you're working on your emotional equilibrium. And that's something that you need to continue to do if you're single. Don't worry about finding love. It will come to you. I think some of you guys might be drinking a little bit too much, so be careful there. But mostly I feel like if you're in a relationship or you're dating someone and you're feeling, what's going on? What's going on? Let it ride out until August 23rd. After August 23rd, you'll be fine. There's a lot of conflict right now with the sun in Leo and also with the new moon that we just had, because the new moon has asked of all of us, and you know, you especially Pisces right now in this reading, to let go of certain things that are not serving you, to say goodbye finally to things. And saying goodbye is always a difficult thing, whatever we're saying goodbye to. So allow this energy to pass. The tide's going to roll in, the tide's going to roll out. Just allow it to happen, you guys. And that's pretty much it. So yeah, you're just feeling off emotionally this week. You're questioning a lot of things. You're feeling insecure. Let it pass, okay? So I wish I had some major funny thing to say about all this, but I don't, because doing individual readings like this takes a lot out of me. But I had fun doing it. Thank you so much, and I'll see you guys next week.